I wish it was the 60s. I wish I could be happy. I wish that something would happen. Radiohead, The Bends.
Once in a great while, we are privileged to experience a television event so extraordinary it becomes part of our shared heritage. 1969, man walks on the moon. 1971, man walks on the moon again. Then, for a long time, nothing happened. Until tonight.
Krusty the Clown, Episode 4F12, The Itchy and Scratchy and Poochy Show.
High Ridge Audio presents Planet Simpson by Chris Turner. Read for you by Oliver Wyman.
The Birth of the Simpsonian Institution. On Thursday, January 21st, 1993, around 8:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I was standing on the edge of a dance floor at a campus pub called Alfie's, with a glass of cheap draft beer in my hand. The dance floor before me was packed with people, all of them waiting, as I was, for the next mind-blowing riff from the in-house entertainment. There was no band up on the stage at Alfie's on this night, though, and no dancers gyrating sweatily out on the dance floor, either. Instead, all the pub's chairs and tables were jumbled into a kind of auditorium arrangement, covering the stage and half of the dance floor and every other inch of available space. Every seat in the joint was taken, and all eyes were fixed on a big screen TV set up in the middle of the dance floor itself, where the third and final act of episode 9F11 of The Simpsons.